The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, September the 4th. Good morning. Welcome aboard to Carl and DeBot. It's a little ship of happiness and hope going down the stream of a national...
Happiness and hope.
All right. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, there, sweetheart.
Good morning. Currently 61 degrees if you're just tuning in. Good morning on this Friday. Mostly sunny. Our temperatures call for a high of 80 today, partly cloudy tonight with 53. And Saturday calls for a high of 85 with Saturday night around 57. Sunday reaches to about 93 and Sunday night around 59. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
I'm not sure that that's correct, that it's only going to go up to 80 today. Is that what it says?
That's what it said. Today's supposed to be our cooler day, high of 80.
Wow, because I just saw in other places it could go up to 90. So,
and we're going to be on the lake
today. We'll be watching that today.
So we'll let you know. Hey, we love this part of the show on our Friday mornings.
And that's when we tell everybody what's happening over the weekend and all that. And just want to tell everybody, to remind everybody on the 10th, which is next week, at the Shasta County Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, there's going to be a presentation of where VA benefits end and Medicare begins. So we've got that, and that's at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, 9:30 to 12 at Yuba Street over there at the Vets Hall. Taste of Greek, September the 12th, 6 p.m. It's presented by the Shasta Library Foundation, and it is a fundraiser for the Library Foundation. You know, they had over 630,000 visitors that came in, or they gave out over 630,000 pieces of literature or that, and they had over 1 million visitors last year. And then, of course, on September 11th, down in the city of Shasta Lake, they are having the annual candlelight ceremony for Never Forget for 9/11. Those things are happening.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have a caller this morning. Good morning, Roberta.
Well, good morning, Linda. Linda, you are such a treasure, and your show at Wind River last night was incredible. I have been to shows in Las Vegas and New York and Chicago, and I have never been so entertained. So for anyone who didn't make that show last night, I'm sorry for you. But well, thank you so much.
Roberta, thank you. And a lot of that had to do with special guest Joe Catania on vocals. It was great to see him in rare form, as well as Joe Larson on trombone. Then our bass player, Bruce Kalin, turned around and played tuba at the end. What a way to do the final. And then, of course, Lou White had come out to dinner, and he just happened to have his axe, as we call it, or his saxophone in a car because he had taught a lesson. I said, go out and get your sax. So we had this incredible array of just super talented players. And Roberta, thank you, Pat Karch, of course, on keyboards, and Bobby Berrymontes, of course. So we had all these different sounding musicians. But Roberta, thank you so much for calling in. You made my day.
Well, thank you so much for being in Reading. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Roberta.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
really
you.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'll take a pump up.
You know what? The whole place was filled up last night, first of all. And people were coming in and standing down there by the stage listening to you guys. I mean, it was a big night last night. It was, you guys were, you know, every week, or you know, you're out there once a month, but every time it's more, it's better.
It's different. And, we like know, to mix it up.
And you have other venues too. I mean, you're out there at View 202. It's a different sound, mm-hmm. but it's still great music.
Fine.
Anyway, if I can say that, because I'm proud of you, Tim.
Well, thank you. I feel blessed. I feel blessed that I get to do it. And the guys last night were saying, really, when it... I said, well, we've got November and December, and after that, 2016, I'm not sure. We'll create something, though, won't we? Anyway, with us this morning, and again, when I was starting to say this...
Speaking of creating.
And favorite parts of what I love doing on the radio is talking about our beloved pets, and Haven Humane has Pet of the Week on today.
First of all, tell everybody when you said, well, you know, I didn't bring a dog or a cat today. Tell them what you told Linda.
Well, I told Linda that I brought with me 6-foot snake today.
Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
By the way.
And then it was kind of priceless looking at your face when you said that.
Well, I just thought if you think you're going to take it out of the crate and hang it around my neck, it isn't going to happen. So that's my eye just went into, okay, how are we going to do this? But instead, you brought in a fabulous little baby bunny.
I did. This morning I brought with me little Thumbelina. I named her that because she fits right in the palm of your hand.
Oh, she's so cute. I mean, is she going to get any bigger?
She is going to get a little bit bigger. She's probably going to triple in size. She is a dwarf rabbit, so she's going to stay a pretty small one.
Oh.
Right now, she's about 2 to 3 months old. She came in to us as a stray, and unfortunately, nobody came looking for her.
Why would somebody come looking for a stray bunny rabbit?
If I owned a rabbit and it went missing, I'd go looking at the shelters
for
them. Well,
that's true. You know, because dwarf rabbits are raised, right?
I mean, yes.
they don't just appear out in the wild, do they?
No, this is a domestic rabbit right here.
Very domestic.
This rabbit out loose, I mean, probably wouldn't survive a couple days on its own. So, I mean, it's a good thing that somebody did
find her. It's hard surviving around other places.
Well, how old would you say, she or he? How do we know?
It's a she.
Okay.
Her name's Thumbelina, and she's between
it's
2 and 3 months old.
It's because she's got the name Thumbelina.
Okay.
That's how you know
what
kind it is.
Well, you know,
if
it's not exactly easy
Thor,
to go.
If it was Thor, it'd be a boy.
I know. It's a different kind of finding the sex with a
it has something to do
with the rabbit, right?
It's
the
a little
of the
more
ears.
Difficult.
It's the length of the ears.
Okay.
So.
So, yeah, we're hoping that today is little Miss Thumbelina's special day and that she'll find her forever home. I wanted to bring her down to, you know, let all of the listeners know that, you know, down at Haven Humane, it's not just the dogs and cats that we get at our shelter. We get birds, we get fish, we get turtles, we get guinea pigs, rabbits, rats. I mean, you name it, we get it into our shelter.
But those usually disappear pretty quick, though, right?
This
rabbit, I guarantee, will be gone by the end of the day.
Well, we're hoping so. You know, actually, with the smaller critters, they are a little bit harder for us to play.
Really?
Yeah, there was,
Eric, do you want a rabbit for your kids? You do. See, Eric wants a rabbit for his kids.
They're a great first pet, you know. So if you're thinking about getting your child a pet, this is a great low-maintenance pet that you can get them to see what their sense of responsibility is.
And you know what? The thing about it, too, is because they're small like this, you can put twice as many in the same area.
Can you train a rabbit to, like, go on the pee pad?
You know what? It's actually funny that you mentioned that. Rabbits, you can litter box train, like cats.
Well, see, now that's doable. You know, you just hate to feel like if you wanted to have that cute little thing on your bed that you're going to have those little black treasures.
You know, we actually adopted out a white rabbit a couple weeks ago, and the people came in just a couple days ago.
Little black treasures laying around.
And they told us it was an amazing rabbit. It's litter box trained, and it actually sleeps with their daughter every night right on her bed.
See, I'm liking that.
And I asked them, too. I said, you don't find any little pellets on the bed afterwards? And they're like, nope. You know, when the rabbit has to go to the bathroom, she gets off the bed and goes and uses her litter box and comes back and lays right next to their daughter.
And gets back up on the bed?
Yes.
Well, I guess you never saw Monty Python's Meaning of Life, huh?
No.
With the,
are we going somewhere I don't want to go?
For the Attack of the Rabbit?
No, we don't want to go there. All right. That's probably too much acid ingested for
too
that
cute
one.
For attacking anything.
I tell you what, it is. Okay.
All right, so let's talk about how
you
can see
it?
The animals. You can see all the pets that are up for adoption immediately.
So you can stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, walk through and see all of our pets that we have available. You can also go to our website, havenhumane.net. We have a link right on the top of our website to where you can go and view all of our adoptable animals online.
There you
all
go.
All right. And also, don't we want to say that you're going to have Bark and Wine here coming up October 3rd?
Yes. It's our 8th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew, our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's October 3rd at Wind River Casino.
I'll be there emceeing, and I'll just, you know what? It's a great, great, great event.
It really is.
Plus, it helps do things like this, save our animals.
Yes, it does. You know, and tickets are now available at havenhumane.net. So if that's something you're interested in, mark your calendar, order your tickets today. It's going to be a great fun event. And like I said, it's our biggest fundraiser.
I tell you what,
year.
I guarantee you're going to have a great time. And if you don't, you know what, you go see Mark's story right afterwards. He'll return your money.
It's a blast.
Make sure you tell Mark I said that.
I'll tell him.
I'm sure he might even be listening right now. No, it is. It's a great time. Okay. There's a beautiful
Thank
rabbit.
Thank you, Spencer.
Fits in your, it's a dwarf rabbit. It's perfect for kids. And or
Thumbelina.
Families. It's named Thumbelina, but you can rename it anything you
Thumbelina,
want.
Thumbelina,
and
that, Thumbelina.
And is it on, have you got it leash trained yet?
No, not yet. She's okay. Still a little too little for
All
that.
Right, you're right. Okay. Spencer, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Hey, look, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Sleep Number. Let me say something. If you don't go into a Sleep Number store except for this weekend, ever, it is now time
Labor
to do it.
Labor Day sale.
Labor Day sale. Of, oh, say 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. Now, this bed is the top-rated bed in America by Consumer Reports. That's right. The dual air controls that you have there allows you to set your settings and change your settings. And then your wife could have, or your significant other could have the other settings. Like my Sleep Number setting is 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And now, and they also have the Sleep IQ technology, which helps you sleep by giving you ideas. And then the Sleep IQ bed for kids, which how important it is for them to get sleep, where you can adjust their sleeping firmness in their mattresses and get ideas. All of this under Sleep Number. There is no better time to buy a mattress. Linda and I have been sleeping on it for what? 2 years?
At
least 2 years.
Is it two?
It seems like 2 years, but I tell you, it's the best sleep we've ever had.
Yes.
It absolutely is, and I guarantee that. And I've slept all over the world in different places. Some places, okay, it's not hard to beat, but this is our Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target
Love
Shopping
it.
Center. We do. Target Shopping Center. Head on over to over there by the bottom of the shop where Sleep Number is and talk to Brian Janice or any of the professionals down there. I tell you what, you can get the best deal of the year right now at Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy. Supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Greece on Saturday, September 12th at 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Taste of Greece is an evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, entertainment, live auction, and music with the Pat Karch Quartet. Benefiting the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. To reserve your seat or table, call 246-0146 and learn more at ShastaLibraryFoundation.org.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Body. It is 7:21 here in the morning here on September the 4th. 61 degrees out there, going up into the 80 or mid-80s today. Great, great, great weather. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, the thing about it is enjoy this weather, because next Friday, it looks like it's going to be up to 100 again. So...
Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. Hey, well, but let's talk about today. Mostly sunny with our temperatures that are going to reach just around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 63. Saturday calls for 85, Sunday 93, and on Labor Day, 95. Beautiful time to be out. It's clear. There's no haze. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show
each and every day.
This show portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. How come? Because they treat people well. That's why. 70 years in business. That is an outstanding record. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, thoughts and prayers go out to James Masada, his father who passed away.
Jamie Masada, of course, he built up KMS and employed hundreds of people. At one time, Reading was known to be kind of like the shampoo industry capital, if you will. I know it's just interesting because we went up to go see the old KMS building years ago. Of course, we know now that Mosley Sellers is in there. But he created that building, and there was it was fascinating. So anyway, he's passed away at the very young age of 68, and we would say good friends of James and Yvonne Masada. Of course, they are the creators and founders of Enjoy Magazine. And that whole group, Rhonda Ball, they all worked at KMS. And as a group, that just goes to show you, the three of them were super tight. They left and said, we really want to do a really cool magazine, which you know how much that's expanded and has done so well. I don't know how many counties. I think they're in over 13 counties. And then also with another, now they have Enjoy the Store with another one in Red Bluff. So, you know, the legacy lives on. The Masada name lives on. But anyway, so our hats, our hearts, and our prayers go often to with the Masada family.
Okay, some things happening. You know, that Kentucky County clerk who refused to issue wedding licenses because she said it was against her religion. She wedding licenses to gay couples, I guess I should say. And the thing about it is this. I understand her thoughts. I think that she's been imprisoned, or she's been put in jail, I should say, for contempt of court. And the judge says, I could fine you, but I don't think that would make any difference. He says, so I'm going to put you in jail. Meanwhile, her assistants, five of her six assistants, said they will issue marriage licenses to gay couples. And he said, I'll let you out if you won't interfere with that. She says, no, I can't promise that. So she's going to stay in jail while the law of the land, and this is essentially what it is, it's the law. And here's what I feel about that, is if you're in a public job like this where you are come fall under the laws, and I'm not talking under the thoughts of some labor relations board jerk, and you're working and you're taking Fed money or county money and state money, then if you feel that strongly, what you do is you resign your job. I mean, you resign your job and then work against gay marriage. But if you're in a job that's paid for by taxpayers, that it's the law, then you know what? Then you abide by the law. You can speak out saying, I am totally against this, and say why. But I have no choice. I do not agree with it. And you can make a point of making a speech every time to anybody that comes in there that wants a license. You give them the same 5-minute speech or 10-minute speech. Or before I issue this, let me tell you why I think this is wrong. And you can do that. I'm going to issue the license, but this is why I don't agree with it. And then give him a speech. It's an elected position. So if the people don't like it, they can recall her. But if you just flat out refuse to do it and you fall under that, well, you know what? You go to jail or you resign. On the other hand, if you're baking a cake and you say, I don't, you know what, my religion and my heartfelt religious feelings and how I believe says I can't be a part of this. So please go find another cake baker. And then you get fined by a labor relations board of $132,000 and forced to go out of business. I think it's wrong. Totally wrong. Nothing about it's right.
How would you like to have seen it handled? Well, tell me.
Which one? The one where the woman went to jail?
Yeah.
That's right.
The county clerk.
The county clerk can disagree. That's fine. But she's been elected to uphold the county clerk's position. That's a elected position. She's being paid for by taxpayer dollars. I don't know how to make it clear that if you're doing that kind of job and you don't agree with it, then quit the job.
So how would you have handled it? How would you, if you were in charge of, would you have put her in jail?
Yeah, if she refused to do it.
Okay.
Okay, I can fine you $500 a day, but then she could get money for that. The guy says, look, money's not going to make any difference. I'm going to put you in the county jail until you decide to do it. And she still says, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, okay. So I guess she can stay in jail until she gets elected again. The thing about it is that she can agree or she can fight it all she wants, but at a certain point, then this is her stand. But then again, this is her stand. This is what she chose to do. I feel this strongly about it. I will go to jail. I will become a martyr, and that's what this is, a martyr for this. And so she goes to jail. Fine. That's great. That's what she believes.
Okay. All right. We have a caller that's...
Somebody was in here earlier that said, well, it's discrimination. Well, you know what? Some people feel very, 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 very strongly that it's not discrimination, that this is a part of their religious beliefs. And how can it be discrimination? They're not, you know, it's because they do not believe that gays should be married. That it's not, there's nothing in that that they agree with, that it's not in the Bible, and they can stand up and they can say that. There's nothing wrong with that. They have the right to do that.
But they can't do that in public office. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Well, they can do it.
Good morning, you two.
Hi.
You know, I agree with your take on this, Carl, but, you know, to give her a little bit of slack, she's just following the lead of our president and how he disses the Constitution on a daily, if not hourly, basis.
Well, that's true. She could say, hey, look, I'm following the leadership of the great leader. You know,
that's exactly right. And he isn't
designing
his job,
well, that's
unfortunately,
true.
In my opinion.
Well, but no, we can't get a federal judge to hold him in contempt.
he'd fire the judge.
Well, that's
federal
true.
Judge.
Well, see, that's and there's a difference between being down in that part of the pecking order and one being right at the top of the pecking order. Which, by the way, is, you know what, this is, you know, when you bring this up, it's almost a little bit, I'm at this point where it's kind of like, has he made the Congress and the Senate, the House of Representatives and the Senate, our whole process, has he made it kind of like superfluous that he can just do kind of what he wants to do? And is there any way that they have the guts or the wherewithal to stop some of this stuff?
Well, they have the ability, but the guts and the wherewithal are completely missing.
Yeah. I mean, they could do it. I mean, if they wanted to, but they abdicated when they, with some of the votes they've made to just say, okay, we can accept this treaty, even though the vast majority of the people were against this treaty in Iran. And as soon as they got that 34th vote from Mazurki, I think is her name, a few more senators jumped on, including one out of a predominantly Jewish district in New Jersey, who every one of them said, don't vote for this, and he did. So we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll pay for that next time. We'll see.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, anyway, it makes for interesting reading in the paper, which what do you do?
Well, you know, it's today's Friday, and we're going to go into great things are happening down at Civic Auditorium, and then we're going to go into with our friends Mark LaSalle and Hope Seth about the business and the rise of business here in Reading. So we're going to be finishing on a high note this week.
Well, thanks. That's great. You guys have a safe weekend.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Bob.
Coach Bob.
All right, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460 after the break. Again, we're going to be talking about all the good things. You know what? How exciting. Wait till you hear our next guest. It's going to be some good stuff. It's going to make your day. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Have you ever wanted to be in the spotlight? The Cascade Theater is holding an open casting call for its spring production of the musical Mary Poppins. It's the delightful show about everyone's favorite practically perfect nanny. Singers and dancers age 7 and up are invited to try out at the Cascade September 11th through the 13th. Information and appointment scheduling is online at cascadebackstage.org/auditions or 243-8877.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
I can't stop this feeling.
Welcome back to KCNR here at 1460. How are you on this Friday morning, 7:33? And it's Carl and Linda Bott. We are so excited about our next guest here. We've got Corey McKendless and Nathan Parmalee. They are here from the Civic Center. Something really exciting that's going on. You know, when you say that Reading is behind times, or, you know, naysayers are everywhere. We have really bright minds. We have people who are thinking outside the box, bringing things to the North State here that are fascinating and fantastic. So much we can learn from them, one of which is going to be the Telluride Mountain Film Festival, which is on tour, and that's going to be here what day? Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I think I'm going to let Corey tell the story on the Telluride Film Festival.
All right,
yeah,
Corey.
I'd love to, and thanks for having us. The Telluride Mountain Film Festival is a great way to inspire folks for the outdoors. And what I love about this event that's coming up is, you know, it's really on, I think, it's part of the vision of the North State is to really get the word out about our outdoors. And this event is going to help to do that. I don't know. When I was a kid, I grew up in Chico, and I remember going with my dad to Warren Miller's ski film. Do you guys remember those?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Extreme. Oh, yeah. And, you know, BAM Film Festival, mm-hmm. which is really popular here in Reading. Film festivals like Telluride are there. That's the new version of those sorts of events, and they inspire folks to get out. And so This film festival is on September 11th. It's next week, and it's going to be in the evening. It's at 7 o'clock, and doors open at 6. You can get your tickets at the Civic Auditorium.
That's Friday night.
And it's Friday night, yep. Mm-hmm. And so doors are going to open at 6, and we're going to have 10 Barrel Brewery there. It's going to be, you know, a couple hours of great films, conservation, you know, high-energy sports, humor, and there's some that are just might even put a tear in your eye. It's going to be a really fun evening. Yeah.
Okay, so they're on tour. They're coming through here. How did you guys snag the Telluride Film Festival here at the Civic?
Yeah, that's good. We, you know, we're always looking for entertainment that we think Reading's going to like. And so I've been aware of them for a long time. They're really popular. They've been doing it for over 30 years. The other great thing about the Telluride Film Festival is they do an educational component to their program. So they have put together a specific grouping of films just for middle school students. So at 9 o'clock that morning, we're going to have 300 eighth grade middle school students from Enterprise Elementary School show up at the Civic, and they're going to be there with their teachers. They're going to get a chance to see great films, but also it has an educational piece to it about conservation, about filmmaking, about, you know, about our world. And so it's, I think, really that the whole day is really, you know, is going to be special. And I think that's the sort of thing that when you talk about the creativity, that's what we're asking ourselves every day. How can we bring great events to the Civic that are going to reach out into the whole community? That's really what Nathan and I are trying to do.
Well, I think you've done a, you know, amazing job out here since, since you all have taken the Civic, and you guys, the amount of work that y'all have done, and new screens, new sound systems, new seating, new catering. There's other things too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've remodeled lots of the lots of the conference rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We've put in really high quality movable rooms and wall systems. We've spent close to $600,000 since we moved into the building.
Let's remind everybody that you all running this auditorium has saved the city over $1 million a year. I just like to everybody kind of like put that in the back of your mind is that you all running this auditorium, putting $600,000 worth of improvements in it, also saves right up front $1 million. Then that's not counting any tax revenue that's generated,
right,
or other things that come out of the Civic.
And plus, kicking it up a notch, like you guys are a notch or 10, you bring in some great acts like Jim Gaffigan, who, hello, I know that there's some other things in the horizon, too, of some phenomenal acts, some of which I'm sure Nathan will tell us
absolutely
about here. But going back to the Telluride, because we really want to focus
on
selling tickets and getting the word out. That's just a week away from today.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, so we know that we have like a lot of extreme outdoor people that live up here, specifically for, you know, all that stuff that they can do. They can jump off mountains and stuff.
Yeah, well, they can. And, you know, you got Castle. You know, there's a lot of climbing areas up here too. You talk to a lot of climbers that are here. We've got a lot of areas that you can free climb and work on that are safer too. Because I know of other areas people have climbed that sandstone and stuff that at least once a year they'll drop a couple people because of the rock isn't stable enough. But you can. There's a lot of places around here to climb. The skiing. When we have our water, and believe it or not, it looks like we could have great snow this year, is here. You've got the whitewater rafting. You've got the whitewater kayaking, hiking, mountain biking. You got it all here. So when you get into, you know, I'd like to see that aspect of our North State emphasized even more.
Yeah. And there's one last thing about the film festival that I'd like to tell you guys about is, when we were thinking, one of the things I'd like to do is really connect some of our events with local, you know, local community groups, you know, things that are going on. And last year I heard about from the Lassen Park Foundation that they were trying to raise money to build a camp in Lassen Park. And it's specifically for youth to bring them in and give them an experience in the mountains, and many of them that have never had one before. And so it's called the Volcano Adventure Camp.
Ooh,
and
I'd like to go.
Yeah.
I'll even be a teacher. I'll be like a guide. Well, chaperone, I mean.
And Lassen's an amazing
camp
place.
Counselor.
Yeah. And so we're... So proceeds for the event are going to go towards the Volcano Adventure Camp that's being built at Lassen Park. And we're really excited to... They're going to... they have a video that they've made that they're going to really show for the first time at the event. And so we're excited to be able to help get the word out for them.
Fantastic.
About this. Because Lassen... I don't know if you guys have been up there lately. I hiked it with my 11-year-old son.
Wow.
The night of the blue moon.
Oh,
wow. We were on top of Lassen as the moon rose with about 100 other people, and it was an incredible. So my point is we have amazing resources, but they don't have to be extreme adventures. You can take your 11-year-old kid to a beautiful place and have a great experience. And that's what we want to inspire people to do.
He'll always remember that hike with you, but Dad.
And then Mount Lassen, the park itself, is not visited that much. I mean, if you look at it for the number amount of people that come there, it's such a great place. A lot of people don't go to it. Right. But you're right. There's so many outdoor things you can do. Like, you can just raft down the Sacramento, put in at the rodeo grounds, and go all the way down past the riverfront Riverview Country Club. And it is just, there's no white water. It's just great, great fun in rafting. And you can take the whole family there. But there's a lot of things to do. Like we said, mountain biking and all that. Well, and the Telluride. But the proceeds go into the volcanic outdoor, or the volcano adventure camp.
Yep.
So that's cool.
How exciting. Yeah. Okay, if you just tuned in, we're talking about the Telluride Mountain Film Festival on tour that's going to be here in Redding on September 11th. What do the tickets cost? How do they get a hold of the tickets?
They can go to readingcivic.com, get your tickets right now for $15, or the day of the event, you can come and they'll be $20.
Okay. All right. So that's we've been hearing from Corey McCandless, and we are talking about...
General Manager down there?
Yeah. What is your title, official, Mr.
Corey? It is officially
Corey.
General Manager.
Yeah. There you go.
But I will say... We all wear many hats.
Yeah,
you know, it's during an event. It might be the guy who closes the bar, and it's a different job. So we
help people find
the I love the new. I have to say, I love. Well, when you've experienced, I've been here 10 years. So, I've sung at the Civic. I've attended concerts at the Civic. And I really, really have to just say that it's just so cool to know that you're watching a wonderful institution, if you will, really get better. Have the bar keep raising the bar. The sound is wonderful. I didn't know what I was going to see when I went to go see Sister Act. I wasn't quite sure. It was just, if I were in San Francisco or L.A. or anywhere, I was transported. A beautiful what you do with your VIP dinners downstairs, with the wonderful seating. It's not, rickety old crappy chairs. It's wonderful seating and wonderful lighting, a wonderful service. I was so surprised, and I sound like I'm gushing, because people who know me know that if I like something, I really gush about it. But just the whole experience is something that's just, it feels like a classy thing. So I want people to realize that we have this right here in Redding, right here. Like, we could walk to the Civic from the downtown studios. It's right here. So don't deprive yourself. Please go out and expand your mind, expand your experiences, and we have it right here. We're going to take a break, but before we do, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. That is 2225 Hilltop Drive, and of course, for all of your watch repair needs, and estate jewelry, and everything that you possibly want to know about the prices of gold. What if you have a piece of vintage piece that would be from your family, and you need to have an expert who would look at it, fix it, and give you an honest opinion? That's Four Winds Jewelry. And we're going to be right back. I'm really excited about more with the Civic. What are we going to be doing? Filling up our calendar with some wonderful events that are happening. So stay tuned after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th.
Here's a girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted.
Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early. Only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 14 minutes until 8 o'clock here on September the 4th, Friday. 63 degrees today, going up to the mid-80s. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. And whether you have a chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He guarantees his work, which nobody else can do when you come to the windshields. If it doesn't work, if he can't do it, he'll tell you right up front. A man of integrity and a huge work ethic right here in town. Give Jeff a call, 241-8373, or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Support veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Hey, our guest here with us today are from the Civic Auditorium.
Nathan Parmalee and Corey McCandless. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, we're going to be talking now. Let's share with our listeners about the official 2015-2016 season of what is going on. And you have some season packages.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're actually really, really excited. We've put together a package of some pretty phenomenal shows. And actually, the Telluride Film Fest, which we talked about a little bit earlier in the program, is actually the official start of the season. But following that up is the Moscow Ballet. The Moscow Ballet, yep, they are an internationally touring ballet of some incredible, incredible quality professional dancers. It's really wonderful to have a production of this caliber in Reading, and for us to actually have secured that the Nutcracker on the evening after Thanksgiving is really, really special.
So the Moscow
we will
Ballet
definitely be there.
Are going to be doing the Nutcracker.
They are, yeah.
You know what?
We're going to come back into town and see that.
Anything that I could, that I'll sit there and watch, it would be that one.
Can I tell you something? I'm embarrassed to say. I have never seen the Nutcracker.
Oh, wow. You can't miss
it. I have been in show business since, what, 4 decades?
Wow.
What's up with that? I think I was always working. But now, would you please take me?
Of course.
Okay, so we'll be there. Anyway,
yeah,
exciting
it.
For
yeah.
I encourage everybody, because I did go to a ballet, and you can hear the points. You can hear the people with on stage go boom, boom with their pointy.
The thing about the Nutcracker is it's so beautiful because you have all these costumes. And I've seen it one time before, and it's just elegant. But this is, I mean, it is just, and I will take you, I promise you, I will take you. The Nutcracker.
Okay, so the Moscow Ballet here with the Nutcracker the day after Thanksgiving. And then?
Oh, and then we have the Oak Ridge Boys back. The Oak Ridge Boys, you know, Reading loves the Oak Ridge Boys. They've been here a few times. They're coming back.
Sold out,
they
I'm sure.
They put on, absolutely. Yep, they
fantastic
were here in
show.
2013. Mm. They filled our house. Yep, it's going to happen
again. Isn't it
again.
Strange how, you know,
that's a feel-good thing.
They have not been they have not been like a number one song group.
That's a family concert.
Yeah,
that's a feel
iconic.
Good.
But they have such a huge following that every time they go place, they do sold out.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Yep, they have a real loyal fan base.
Sure.
People love them, and they put on an incredible show. Actually, it's in the industry, they're renowned as actually having one of the best Christmas shows. Yeah, of nationally touring acts.
It's a Christmas show.
So they will actually be here on Sunday, December the 13th.
Okay, there's another show we're going to.
So we're really, we're actually really happy to have the Oak Ridge Boys.
So these
coming.
Are part of these season packages.
That's
so if you buy the season
That's
package, you get the Nutcracker.
Yep.
You get the Oak Ridge Boys. What else?
Christmas Carol. So
and this is exciting.
This is really exciting.
A different twist.
Yep.
And
I've
got
to give a shout out to my good friend Fabiano Altamira. He's our new theatrical director. At the Reading Civic Auditorium.
You know
we're
what?
Actually
I don't care if he's any good or not. Frankly, I don't care because with the name of Fabiano.
I know, right? You can't go wrong with that.
How can you go wrong with that? Of course he's going to be
delivers.
Great.
Yeah.
I think he may wear, ruffled shirts.
Pretty close.
I love it.
He is definitely renowned for his fashion.
Well, Fabiano
so
is,
what's he doing with the Christmas
well,
Carol?
Well, he has actually written a unique adaptation of a traditional classic Christmas Carol. He's put a love story emphasis on it. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful production. They've actually already started rehearsals. I've seen some sketches of the set. It's phenomenal. And it's our debut production for our in-house theatrical department.
Okay,
at the Civic.
Are we going to be, can I ask that, we're going to be seeing this a lot more? In-house kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's definitely our hope. Definitely, this is really, you know, our kickoff into that. And we're really trying to figure out, you know, how many shows should we do? Where do they fit during the year? So that's, you know, we're trying to find out what's our place in the market and how do we fit. And so this is how we're going to kick it off.
But again, it's all plus. It's all plus because, you know, when we first got here, and we still hear it, unfortunately, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, where's the culture? And it's kind of like, I'm not exactly sure where you're looking because every weekend there are shows going on. There's shows coming through. There's theatrical, local, and then like we said, national level acts coming through. There's a lot to do in this town.
Yeah.
At any one time. Yeah. So
in the season package, we've kind of got a little off track here. We go, we've got the Moscow Ballet, we have the Oak Ridge Boys.
Christmas Carol. One thing I want to add about the Christmas Carol is actually we'll have four different performances. We'll have afternoon and evening performances on Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. And we have lots of great information about that production on readingcivic.com. In fact, if you hit our website, we have lots of great information about all of our shows coming up. So I encourage you to spend some time on the site. You'll be really impressed with what you find there. The next show in the season will actually be Flashdance the Musical, which I'm super excited about.
What a 80s,
I know, that 80s iconic piece.
Yeah.
I actually had a chance.
Yeah, Carl's going to be, we want to make sure we get a close. And I understand there's a real water scene.
There is.
I'd like to get a job as cowboy. just wonder if that's okay.
I can only
afford to pay like $100 though.
I have a 17-year-old daughter, Naomi. She's an absolute sweetheart. And so Naomi and I spent some quality daddy-daughter time and went to see Flashdance in Sacramento. So I've seen the show. I was so impressed. I was so wowed. I was like, we have to get this show at the Civic. So I'm really excited that we were actually able to secure it for the 15-16 season.
That's super.
So
did you buy the soundtrack and play it all the way home and,
no.
At the top of your lungs?
I think I have it.
Yeah. You probably have it.
I probably do.
But no, the water scene was really, really impressive. And just the quality of the acting and the quality of the musical production was
now,
really
is that part
notch.
Of a season package?
It is.
Oh,
it is.
So how many shows are in
so
the season
we
package?
We actually have a total of 7 shows.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, we've talked about 5 now, right?
That's 7 so far.
That's right.
So far.
Yes.
Okay,
and,
get more.
And we are, yes. And we will be adding shows to the season.
Mm.
So, in fact, we might even have a couple in the works that I'm not privy to discuss quite yet.
The ink isn't dry yet?
You'll definitely be wanting to sign up for the Reading Civic Auditorium's email blast.
Oh.
Which you can sign up for our email newsletter on readingcivic.com. And it will keep you abreast of everything we have coming up.
Wow.
And you actually want to... The way the season pass is set up is you pick 3 shows,
yep,
and you get 15% off. So
that's
it's
right.
really kind of an a la carte sort of offering, and you know because we know this, you know, certain things appeal to certain folks. So pick
but you can get all of
your
them if you want.
That's right. You can buy all 7
yep.
and get 15% off
right.
of your tickets, or you can buy at least 3 to qualify for the 15% discount.
And we'll have you back on when we're going to talk about, you know, this membership, to become a member of the Civic. And
yep.
we really need to, we want to really help with that drive because I think, you know, again, stay local. There's a lot of stuff that you've got going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have some concerts, but we as a community
yes.
are so excited to be part of this partnership with you
yeah.
where we can
and
just
we
tell the world
that.
Hello this is some great stuff, come and visit us in Reading so we can show you what's really cool.
That's right.
How many events are you looking at for 2015 and 16? I know last year you must have had gosh, how many events did you have last
total
year?
Total events at the Civic were well over 70. We had over 40,000 people come and buy a ticket to come to an event at the Civic.
Wow.
And that's not including
yeah.
things like Cool April Nights or the auctions. One of the other
okay.
things that, you know, we talk
yeah.
about community and becoming a member and investing in what the facility is. 13 events to raised $750,000 for their charities at the Civic last year.
Okay,
and
let's say that again. 13 events raised mm-hmm. $750,000, $750,000
yeah.
for their event. For
and although
charities.
We talked about it earlier, we are going to be doing Taste of Greece, which is happening at the Civic
mm-hmm.
next Saturday.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's a fundraiser for the Library Foundation. It's always been fun. They've done a thematic, you know, every year. We've done Spain. We've done France. What else do we do? Thailand. And Carl and I dress up and have a blast doing that. But this year it's at the Civic, and they are so excited, you know, because I know the girls will put it on, the people will put it on, and they are so excited to be in partnership with you. So it's another boost.
If
yeah,
for no other reason to come to the Taste of Greece is to see my costume.
You know, Nero.
I'm such a good guy. I am such a good guy dressing up like this. Okay. Gosh, we only got a couple minutes left here. So,
what are your final thoughts
as far as this particular?
Oh, Blue Man.
Yes. So we have a couple other biggies. So I'll touch on them briefly. But Blue Man Group, we're really really excited about Blue Man Group. It's one of the top 100 touring shows in all of the United States. So
gosh.
I'm like super jazzed once again that Reading secured a date on their national tour. So that's
and I know nothing about this group. Except
but you want to go.
I do, except that everybody I've seen or know that talked and said,
yeah.
what a fantastic
show
this is.
It's
yeah.
absolutely nuts. Sensory
yeah.
overload.
A must
Amazing.
See. A
yeah.
must see.
Yeah.
So if it's a must see when you go to Vegas,
yep.
now we have it in Reading,
yep.
and this is fantastic. Okay.
So if you hit our website, readingcivic.com, once again, you'll see a little promo video, which will just knock your socks off. So then just briefly, we've got a great piece for the family. We have Chris Perondi's Stunt Dog Experience. We have some amazing rescue animals that have been trained to do some mind-bending tricks on stage. So that's going to be a really fun show. And then we also have C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, which is a provocative, funny, theatrical adaptation of C.S. Lewis's novel, The Screwtape Letters. So that's a critically acclaimed show.
All right.
Thank you.
Website one more time?
ReadingCivic.com.
When you get on there, your email blast is?
Yep, sign up. Just sign up. There's a spot at the bottom of every single page for you to sign up, and then we'll get you on our email list and reach out to you regularly with what's going on.
Nathan Parmalee and Corey McCandless. Corey is the general manager.
Telluride Film Festival this Friday.
A week from today. All right.
Thanks for having
cool.
us.
Together. Wow, so much stuff. We have to get you back on here soon.
Get all caught up. Get all caught up.
All right. Thank you.
All right, hey, guys. It's going to be fantastic.
When we come back after the break, we're going to be here with Mark LaSalle and Hope Seth talking about business here and how business is erupting in Reading. So we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8 o'clock in the morning right here on KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Cheering outside the Rowan County Clerk's Office in Kentucky as a homosexual couple emerged with a marriage license in hand. As for the county clerk who's behind bars for refusing to hand out those licenses.
She's not going to bow, I promise you that.
Says husband Joe Davis of his wife Kim. She got locked up yesterday by a district court judge for defying his orders, and he says she'll stay there for at least a week if she doesn't change her tune. The chairman of a congressional panel investigating the deadly Benghazi attack says a member of Hillary Rodham Clinton's inner circle, Jake Sullivan, could shed important light on the case.
He probably is going to be maybe even a unique position to be able to explain to us how the policy required physical presence.
The unemployment rate tumbled to a 7-year low in August as employers added a modest 173,000 jobs. Not a bad report overall, says PNC Financial Services Group senior economist Gus Fouché.
There is still some slack out there. There are still people working part-time who would like to be working full-time. There are still some people who are sitting on the sidelines. That being said, I think 5.1 is a very good unemployment rate.
Well, for the first time in a long time, gas prices on the way down for the Labor Day holiday weekend. Oil industry analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com.
This is the first year in over a decade that the national average is under 250 gallon for Labor Day.
Ongoing migrant crisis plaguing Europe. The voice of Italy's Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, today expressing his anguish over the death of a little 3-year-old Syrian refugee whose body was photographed washed up on a beach in Turkey. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the major indexes in early trading. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average trying to claw its way back to even, but it is off by 231 points. The high-tech NASDAQ also struggling. It's down 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Vice President Joe Biden says he's not sure if he'll be seeking the presidency. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In his most extensive public remarks about his political future, the vice president said he doesn't know yet if he'll seek the Democratic presidential nomination. He said his decision will hinge on whether he and his family have the emotional energy to run. Should he launch a 2016 White House campaign, it would come just a few months after the death of his 46-year-old son, Beau Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In St. Louis, a 16-year-old man allegedly tries to break into a home and is shot dead by an 11-year-old child.
The 11-year-old who was inside picked up a handgun and fired one round, striking the suspect and fatally wounding him.
That is St. Louis County Police Sergeant Brian Shellman, whose comments aired on KTVI-TV in St. Louis. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Federal judges tossed out Tom Brady's four-game suspension for Deflategate.
U.S. District Judge Richard Berman ruled that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell went too far in his punishment for Brady. The decision frees Brady to prepare for the September 10th season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The ruling came as a surprise to many. The league had appealed Goodell's ruling, arguing Brady had done nothing wrong.
And that is Wally Hines reporting. Los Angeles' Metrolink commuter train service is evaluating the safety of its crash-resistant cars that are supposed to make things safer, now removing them from the front of trains in the wake of a deadly Southern California derailment. The cars include an engineer station. They're used when a locomotive is pushing a train from behind. The cars involved contain features designed to reduce deaths and injuries. Metrolink has used dozens since 2010, but now it's being asked whether some of the features of those cars actually caused a derailment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. It's Friday, September the 4th. It's a great, 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 great day. It's 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Weather today is going to be just exceptional.
It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Well, you know what? I think we jumped about 65. Yeah, that's it. We jumped to 65. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 80 degrees. Lows tonight at 53. Tomorrow we have our temperatures call for 85 with our clear night with 57. It's going to be a fabulous Labor Day. And when we get up to next week, though, we get into the hundreds. But throughout the weekend, Labor Day weekend, in fact, today we're going to be out at Holiday Harbor on a patio boat fishing with the folks who just came in from Sacramento. So that's where we're going to be today. Beautiful day for that. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business right here in town. 365-3793 with discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? Also going on this weekend, too, is you can stop by Mighty Fine Foods on the way out to the lake. It's your one-stop shop to the lake with over 1,000 cold drink choices, including 250 beers. Now, I thought they just meant 250 beers and you get a few cases. No. They mean 250, right? We might talk, right? 250 beers, yeah, and different kinds. And sometimes it's a 6-pack, sometimes it's a 12-pack. He goes out and finds beer and wine choices and over 350 liquor and wine choices. And we're talking, no, not just 350 bottles. No, 350 different types. This is great. This is family-owned. This is locally owned and operated. Mighty Fine Foods. And, Linda, you have been in there several times, and you are just struck by the professionalism.
Customer service, and it's locally owned again. So we really try to support the whole locally owned idea. And yeah, That's been a family-owned business for years, and we just really think they're great people.
They are. They're located at 299 in Deschutes right here in Bella Vista. So, okay. Now, speaking of economic development and business, we're here with Mark LaSalle and Hope Seth.
What a great name.
Shasta Economic Development Corporation, or the Shasta EDC. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There you go. Get in a little bit closer there. There you go. Yeah, you got to be able to compete with the big mouths around here now. You're just very effective behind the scenes and all that, but now you got to talk. All types of great news, Mark.
There's a lot going on. I mean, I think people haven't appreciated just how much is going on in this economy right now. And the last 6 months, going around talking to businesses in town, I think that there's a feeling, particularly in the manufacturing and definitely on the technology side, that we're back to pre-recession. And if you look at the numbers, it almost supports that. Our unemployment this time, people forget, was almost 9.5% this time last year. Today, we're a little over 7. If you put construction back into that, that takes us back to, you know, 5.5. If when construction kicks back in, which will be back to pre-recession. So things are definitely on the move back in Shasta County again. It's a lot happening.
Well, fantastic.
We felt strong enough that we started our own construction trucking business here.
And really?
We kick off next week, in fact.
All right.
So to work with local businesses. We want to do more local work around here. We felt like it was time.
So you bought a 47 Chevy and a couple of hammers, and you're back in business?
No, we have a 2014 Peterbilt and and drivers, and we hire veterans. We're doing.
Yeah. Good job.
But we felt that there was going to be enough business, especially in the road construction and infrastructure.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think I see things like that happening too. But there's just. But the technology side.
It scares me just a little bit because I've seen Linda out on the road in her car. The thought of her coming down in a Peterbilt.
I'm not going to be driving
you
semi.
Ought to see her driving.
I will be driving the semi.
You ought to see her driving that three-axle, hauling a tanker of hot oil. There comes Linda down
Look
the road.
Look out, here comes the horn.
That baseball hat's on backwards, and it's... You probably don't want to be in a Prius.
So,
so you're going to send her down to the Redneck Olympics this weekend?
Yeah, right.
When we're talking about all these things to do
Mr.
around
and Mrs.
here,
America.
And how we're advancing, and then I said one of the things we're doing is Redneck Olympics, down
like
in Anderson,
it.
And you know what?
It's love it.
It's cool because I tell you what, our Northern California area. There's room for everybody.
Well, I've actually been practicing for a week, and Mary's getting a little upset because she wants her toilet seat back. But I'll be ready. I'll be there.
Okay, now you can't use those padded seats either. Okay,
no, it's got to be the real thing.
It's got to be the real thing.
Yeah, this is actually a 49 Woody that I've got.
The 49 Woody that it's just got a little splinters
Stop
on the
it.
End there. That's there you go.
God, it reminds me of my granddad. Thank you very much for the good visual.
Now, did you
there.
Take the one out of the outhouse, or is this the one from
right,
the outhouse please. Inside?
They
this
don't
is
have toilet
outhouse.
Seats.
Pre-outhouse.
This is an original.
Yeah.
Are you into this, Hope? Hope is just shaking her head going, don't even talk to me about this. Hey, okay.
All right, let's get down to business.
All right, now. I like to talk about, because I won't call it that anymore, but now it's the Venture Hub, right?
The Venture Hub.
Getting closer. Venture Hub. I called it the incubator, but now it's the Venture Hub.
Right.
Because what is it, Hope?
Yeah, so the Shasta Venture Hub is a place where those who are starting up ventures can come, and we call it a hub because it's going to be a hub of resources and connections to help them get started and to grow.
Okay. Now, who are the businesses that are in there? I mean, I've read about it, but I want to hear from you.
Sure. So we started out, we have three offices that are being taken, and our first business is Sparrow Pictures, which is a film production company that's here locally, as well as we have an office that's entrepreneurs in residence. So you may have heard of YouCaring.com. It's one of the largest compassion crowdfunding sites founded by Luke Miner, who lives right here in Reading, and he's going to have an office and be working with our startups.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, this is something we have talked about for years. I mean, really, since the first year we came on, and you all were part of that the business, consortium that was coming on Friday mornings.
Right.
Mark.
That's right.
And talking about having something like this, and that it's launched now. It's great.
Okay, now I'm just going to be the devil's advocate here, for people who haven't been following and they're listening, they're driving their kids to work or to school, or they're driving to work. What are we talking about?
The economic hub.
Okay, so just explain to us what the economic hub is. What is that?
Just a correction in the beginning. It's the Shasta Venture Hub.
Shasta Venture.
And the Shasta is the new brand that the EDC is basically bringing to this area. For attracting companies to come. We're calling it the Shasta region, and we're building a brand around it for manufacturing and technology. And this piece is actually called the Shasta Venture Hub.
Okay. There we go. So that's what I'm saying. It's a hub. We've created it. Now you've got businesses inside the hub.
We do.
Okay. So that's what I'm just saying. If people, when we talk,
if they're starting, if you have an innovation or you've got a new business that they're trying to launch, they can come and they can apply to be a part of this, right? This
Absolutely.
Is not just an automatic.
Right, absolutely. So there's two sections of the Venture Hub, and one is a drop-in co-working space. And so if you need a place to work, maybe you work out of your home right now and you want a place to come and be able to sit in and work, reserve some conference rooms. If you have a team or a guest, you're welcome to do that. It's $100 a month. You can just come in. But we also then have an office, dedicated office, which is like an incubator in terms of we interview companies. They have to go through a process. We want to see that they have a business plan. And then we're going to invite them in if they fit some of that criteria. We're going to invite them in and then put resources and mentorship around them to help see them grow.
When you do a crowdfunding, like the guy that does a crowdfunding, you know, you hear this a lot. Crowdfunding is essentially you go out on the internet, and you ask for money. And here's my business plan. And I, you know, I've seen that, you know, because people talk about it. And the concept is then if people will invest $100 or $1 or $1,000, and then they use that to launch their business. Is that correct?
It is, yes.
Okay.
I think,
what do people get from that donate that money? They get anything?
I think the crowdfunding is kind of driven by two motivations. One is it's either a brand new product and people can see something exciting about what that product's going to do as it hits the street in the real world. Mm-hmm. And I think the other one is kind of an emotional appeal. My wife has invested in two or three of them, but it's always been from a very emotional one.
Okay.
And I'll give you an aspect, or I'll give you an example of it. It was a film that was being done in Afghanistan, and it was a film about photographers in Afghanistan. She herself is a photographer, so she invested in it to help that film be done, and at the end of it, that was the only thing she was looking out of it, was to see the film being done. And so
right.
I think those are the two motivations
behind it. And that's what I thought. But if somebody wants to see a new – but people don't get anything out of that. I mean, they don't become like stockholders or anything. They're just putting some money up, right?
Right.
Great.
Okay. And we've got one of the people in our Venture Hub there that does this kind of work. Is that correct?
Right. He co-founded it, and he recently exited that company last year.
Okay.
He's doing consulting now. He actually now does consulting crowdfunding for startups that are looking to launch a campaign.
How interesting is that? Okay. We need to take a quick break. We're going over our time here. We're here with Mark Vassell and Hope Seth of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, of course. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at View 202. Head on down there this Sunday from 11 to 2 for that great brunch they have on the river. And Linda singing, of course, with her jazz
on the veranda.
From 11 to 1. You know, great selections of food there with Eggs Benedicts of six different kinds of that, plus all types of omelets. All there. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler is new, and he is just exciting in the way he prepares and presents this food. Give him a call at 226-8439 for reservations, however, because it's usually... The veranda is usually sold out. But if you give them a call, come on down and just have a great time with us. That's View 202 on Sundays. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, six unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Of course it's live. It's always live here. It is 8:20 in the morning on the 4th of September, 63 degrees going up to the mid-80s. They say 80 degrees. I think it's going to go a little bit warmer than that. But what a great weekend, Labor Day weekend. By the way, the first DUI checkpoint was out last night. And it was on, I think it was on Bonneville.
It was on, it's on South Bonneville, but I have to say
it
that.
It blocked people for, people were showing up for the show last night and they were like, it's a good thing we left 15 minutes early. Because not only, they're checking for driver's licenses, they're checking all of this stuff. So, trust me, this whole weekend, my friends.
I'm so glad because I drove
sober,
for about 5
safe.
Days without my driver's license. I couldn't find it, so I finally went in. Finally went in and took one. Just decided, okay, I can't find it because I think I took it out for the Colt 45s game and something out of a pocket just so I didn't have to carry a bunch of stuff. Long story short, went in, got a new picture, did the whole thing, carrying a temporary. Wouldn't you know, I just found my other license. So now I've got two, depending on what day I want to show the picture. Just kidding.
Not,
this portion of the show is brought to
I'm
Lion
sure
Eating and Air.
To do that.
I know. No, but I can keep one for, you know.
Yeah, we'll cut the other one up.
No, I just...
Can
I just go on?
It's a veteran-owned business.
Yeah. Go there.
No.
Go there.
No.
You know what we need to do, though, and you need to think about it, too, because we've obviously all of us have been under a complete smoke-filled summer. So it's time to clean out your filters and start thinking about the fall when we are going to need our heating. So Alliance Heating and Air is our favorite place to have them service our air conditioning and heating unit. Give them a call at 221-2642. They're open 7. They do 7 days a week, 24-hour service, which is great. So let's say it goes out at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're going to come take care of
if
you.
If it's an emergency, they're there.
Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642.
Check out their website at homecomfort.org. we're here with the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, Mark LaSalle and Hope Seth. And by the way, you know, I'm just going to say this, throw this out real quick. Is Hope was on one day. And she talked about a book, The Coming Jobs War. I said, oh. And then she hands it to me. And she let me keep it longer than I should have. But it's not a hard read. But it was written by the chairman of the Gallup Foundation, I think, The book was so good that I think it should be required reading. And probably I should do this, is go out and get enough copies and hand each one of them to the city council and to the board of supervisors and say, look, you want this city to move forward? Read this. Do it. Get out of the way of the people and just facilitate what the people are doing. It is such a great book. And thank you for that. I mean, I quote it all the time. I mean, maybe not exact passages, and sometimes I make up things. But I do think that this is this book, if we used it in this city, well, there could be nothing that stopped us. We wouldn't have to worry about the University of California, Redding. They'd be clamoring to put an institution here. Anyway, my thoughts. Thank you very much, Hope.
You're welcome.
Okay, Stillwater.
Stillwater. Lots going on out Stillwater. We actually, as I think probably most people in the community are aware right now, we had our first accepted offer on Stillwater about 3 weeks ago. And this is Lassen Canyon Nursery, which is probably the most ideal tenant you could have is a first tenant in the park. And the reason I say that is whoever, you know, one of our concerns was the first tenant in the park sets the tone for the park. And if we had had a heavy steel or heavy or tire manufacturer or something like that, which we would have welcomed, but moved into the park, it would have pretty much set the tone of what the park would become.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If we had had a, you know, bio lab move into the park, that would have set the tone from that aspect, or education, whatever. We probably got the most versatile tenant you could have in the park with Shasta Canyon. It's an ag-based, green production that can kind of go anyway. Anybody would be happy. Global markets. Anybody would be happy to have them as a neighbor. So it's a perfect first tenant, and I think it's going to be a good one. One thing I do need to just kind of remind
people of. The deal's not done yet.
The deal, this is just the start of the deal. I mean, the deal was put together, and they did a good job. They've got a good broker, and Pat Keener from the City of Reading worked with them on putting a good package together, and I think they did a good job on that part of it. But this is just the beginning. They've still got to get their team together in terms of their architects, engineers, construction, and get their package together and get that through the city process, which is going to take some time, particularly being the first one at Stillwater. So it's going to be a little bit of time, but hopefully at the end of it, we'll have a successful result and be able to move forward at that time.
That's right. So the photo you saw of the city council with their arms around each other singing Kumbaya, just a little bit early. This is just the first part of it.
You know, I can appreciate their enthusiasm for it. It's been a little while in coming, and they've got a lot invested in the park, but wait till it's a done deal at the end. And we'll all be working on it, including the EDC. We'll be working alongside them and trying to make this a smooth process and get them to the finish line.
As you have realized before,
oh, yes.
You are the eternal optimist. And you've been on here before, and we've talked other times, many, many, many other times anyway, that you are right there.
Carl.
And then there is a sunspot in Tanganyika that changes everything. I mean, but
Carl, I'm not an optimist in a trivial way.
No.
An optimist because, honestly, we have a gem in California in that park. We have something that as the economy turns and as companies start to grow again, they want to be. And I know that because we've got, I'm guessing, probably between 8 and 10 companies looking at Stillwater now. But it's a long process to get them through, to even get them to this point. And just know, when you see one of these companies walk in to see you at Stillwater and see how they react to it, we know we're going to get the results from it, but we have to be patient.
Well, when I say an optimist, I didn't mean like a Pollyannish.
Yeah.
I meant somebody that I know I've got a good product here. I know we're going to sell it. And the tenacity to push it through. That's
well,
a big thing.
It's tenacity and patience. And if you bear with me for 1 minute, I'm
sure.
going to give you an example of what it takes for a company to move. Met with a company in San Francisco about a week and a half ago. This is an 80-year-old company in Southside San Francisco in a terrible area, but they've been there for 80 years. Now they're at capacity. There's a generational changeover going on within the family. They have to move. So they've got to move out of that location. All their employees, all the family, have lived there for two or three generations. The next project is going to cost them probably $20-25 million investment to do it. You can imagine the emotions that they're going through to move that company and what it's going to take. I met with them for the first time probably a week and a half ago. It's going to be 2.5-3 years before we even have an announcement of where they're going to go, and probably another 3 years of process of going through before they build their plant. These are 5 to 7 year projects before they ever get done. And that's the same thing we're going through with these other companies looking at Stillwater. We've got companies out there that would be game changers in this region if and when one of them lands in Stillwater. But it's a long, long process in terms of
this isn't just something that says, hey, we'd really like to build here. I mean, if it's a large corporation or a subsidy of it, it takes some years to figure this stuff out.
A lot of people think it's, you know, like an insurance office where you can walk into town and be open in a week. And I mean, these are not those types of companies. But the results, once they've invested, you know, the $20, $40, $100 million into that site, they're not going anywhere. And it's a 50 to a 75-year return to this community. But it's a long process in getting us started. So patience, and we will be rewarded.
All right. You know what? I like that. Because we'd rather have something that's going to be a success there than something that goes there for 2 years. We give them all types of tax breaks to get
absolutely
here.
Absolutely.
All
correct.
Types of help to get started.
Yep.
And after 2 or 3 years, they go, you know. I mean, just think if we'd had
all
those, one of those big solar companies that got $500 million you know, to build a place here, and then it's just, you know, within a year it's gone.
Right. Absolutely agree.
Much rather have a well-thought-out plan that's moving forward. Okay, we're here with Mark LaSalle and Hope Seth, and we're getting ready to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's. You can get any type of good drinks there, coffee or whatever, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Right there on 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, they've got that walk-in humidor. I heard what you said there.
Absolutely. Cigars.
They have the finest from Cigar Aficionado right there in Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Shasta County, are you ready to put your dancing shoes on? Average White Band is coming to town September 30th. Renowned for their funk soul sound and danceable hits like Cut the Cake and Pick Up the Pieces, Average White Band is anything but average. Don't miss them. September 30th at the Cascade. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday, my friends, on the Friday for a Labor Day weekend. Yes, we're going to be here Monday because we're going to be laboring here on Monday. Unlike, City and County and all those other tax-paid-fueled places, it's 8:33 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, man's last stronghold. Another veteran-owned business. Are we seeing a trend here? DC Tim and the Man in Black. It's the Cheers of Barbershop.
Love it.
It is absolutely fabulous. And just go on down the street off of Athens Avenue and head on down to Classy Cafe, where Millie and Kathy are there. You walk in, you get a hug. And a great breakfast or lunch right there at Classy Cafe.
We had lunch there yesterday.
We did.
Very good.
It was great. I had the breakfast are just out. Mm-hmm. Everything. Outstanding.
Again, 8:32 in the morning on this beautiful Friday. Hello, everyone. 65 degrees currently in the downtown studios. It's going to be 80 today. That's right. 80 degrees. Quite a jump from 100 and something not too long ago. But enjoy the beautiful, mostly sunny day, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 53. Saturday calls for 85 with our lows of 57. And Sunday is 93 with our Labor Day highs of 95. Enjoy this beautiful weekend, this Labor Day weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Again, veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
365-3793. By the way, it's not just a veteran-owned business. It's an award-winning veteran-owned business recognized by the state for the amount of, for a small business, the amount of veterans they've hired. I mean, recognized by the state. It's one of the top three in the state. So cool. All right. We're here with Martin Sal and Hope Seth from our Shasta Economic Development Corporation. We've been talking, you know, economic development here in town, and we talked about Stillwater. We got the first offers in, but everybody also has to realize that it's not a done deal yet. There's a lot of due diligence that still has to happen, no matter what you may have seen or heard in the past. And you know, people are happy, though, because it is a step forward. There's others that the EDC is working with, but this is a process that can take years. From the time that, even if they say, yes, I really want to do it, it's going to be 3 or 4 or 5 years sometimes before we see anything that comes out. So not to be, for people to understand that. The other thing we have here is our new economic hub, started by Hope Seth here. And what that can do to our community. Now, during the break, I said, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we had that one big
table?
The global Google. The Google store that comes in, or the Google company started by these two brainy kids that you want to help them across the street because they're thinking these things. And Mark points out that, that may not be as easy as we think to get one of those.
I mean, we hear this a lot. You know, when are we going to get a Microsoft? When are we going to get a Google? When are we going to get the next big one? Well, you think about it. There's one Google in the world. I mean, that was a global change. And the chance of it happening in Redding, California, is always a possibility, but a pretty unrealistic one.
I think it's kind of like hitting the big line.
I don't know that you invest your dollars in that on that bet. So our focus is really trying to, and I'm going to pass this back to Hope, but it's really, we're looking for the incubator to produce 4 or 5 companies a year that can go out and create jobs. And if, with the number of jobs they'll be creating, that's the equivalent to having a Knopf come to town every year in terms of value. And that's a far more realistic piece to be working around and building infrastructure around.
Okay.
And I think it's important to note that this has already been going on for a couple of years. You know, it's been going on. You have Technosoil a few years ago that just started out, you know, and now they are, you know, now they're multimillion global companies and they're employing 30, 40, 50 people. You know, the development group, they started out 7 years ago with 2 people, and now they're, you know, a $30 million company with 30 employees.
Well,
so
let's talk Technosoil for just a second here. If I remember, I think I heard him say he's having problems finding people to work here.
You know, unfortunately, our labor force, we have a low-tech labor force. And any company, and which by that I mean we have Shasta College is doing a good job of putting education systems in for basically low-tech type jobs. High-tech jobs, we had difficulty filling those positions. And I think as we grow, we'll see more of a migration coming into the area. But, you know, one kind of has to lead the other. I mean, before they can come up here, we have to have something for them.
If you build it, they will come, that kind of thing, right? Yeah. If you've got a tech company that people are going to come in because they'll come up from the Bay Area or some of the Silicon Valley because it's a nicer place to live, good salaries, cheaper.
I want to tag on to one of Hope's comments. You know, she said it's been going on for a couple of years. It's actually been going on for much longer than that in this area. The Seco manufacturers, the others that all, Paul Ogden, that built a fabulous company here in this town 40 years ago now. And it's been a real anchor company for this region. And there's a lot of others the same way. All the venture hub we'll be doing will be taking the same type of companies, but putting basically the horsepower to them so that we can grow them much faster and hopefully bring in more of them to kind of increase that flow.
So we talked about the ones that are there now. What kind of other ones are you trying to get your arms around, Hope, and to bring in here?
Sure. So we have a couple startups here in town that have educational software products that can help schools with some of their processes. And they're in the process of developing, finishing out their prototype. Some of them are in the process of growing and distributing it across the nation to schools. Those are some really great companies that are, you know, four or five people right now, but easily could double within a year. You know, one company that has just been a great company has been Limelight. Limelight Health started out 2 years ago. Garrett Viggers was here. He was an insurance broker.
Garrett's been on our show several
times. And also a wonderful musician.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was for musicians, yeah.
Right. And so he was an insurance broker, and when all of the Affordable Care Act came out, he saw brokers struggling with having to find solutions to quoting, and he created this application, and it has grown. It's he ended up coming to us. He was a little ragged, but over time he developed that product.
He's a musician. Okay, that right there, the first thing, and every time he talked to him, he's a musician.
He's really a good promoter, though, and you could tell this guy's got a lot on the ball.
He really does.
Yeah.
And he found a team. He ended up getting a CEO out of one of the former executives with Covered California, went into an incubator space down in San Francisco. He has a team here. He was invested by the angel fund that has been created here within the last few years. And now they have 13 people. They just raised Series A funding, and 9 of those are right here in Reading.
That's great. Okay.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That Garrett has a chutzpah.
Yeah, I mean, he's worked with you before.
At the end of the day, that's what it
is.
That's what
it
comes down to. Tenacity. I so much believe tenacity.
He's driven, and it doesn't surprise me. And I congratulations to Garrett and all the people who supported him.
I think to add on to her, too, you know, she talked about some of the software companies. We've got companies in town in biofuels, in medical device development, in high electronics, I mean, and all kinds of these things are going on right under our fingertips right here in this region.
Well, you know, one of the things that I love about the show and the ability is that we have people cycle through here.
Yep.
And the part about the medical devices, I mean, we met a couple that they've invented a better way of, I'm trying to remember this, it's something about on the measuring the temperature, and they're making them in their garage and they're shipping them all over the world. That's ready to just explode out, I would think, too. But we've got so many businesses around here that do international trade, and you just never hear about it. But they're out there.
We went through last year or the year before, and we actually, I think it was 84 countries from the people that we know that Reading is doing business with Reading, California. Well, I shouldn't say Reading, California. It's more of the region of Shasta.
Well,
that is basically present in 84 countries of product that's being sent out from here.
Well, we have listeners from Amsterdam. Does that help? Does that count? I mean, you're in here?
I thought you had announcers from Amsterdam.
Well, we have that, too. We have that, too. But, okay, now I got to ask this question. You know, and I've talked about it on the show, as my sister lives in Chattanooga, throws the best place to live in the United States in 2015.
Yeah, people have heard a few rants, Carl's rants about this.
But in Chattanooga, well, you can't do anything. You know, part of it is, you know, the business climate. You can't do too much about that. I mean, but a business climate here in California. You can't do too much about the taxation. You can't do, you know, other things. But what they also have is a high-speed fiber cable that is huge there, which ties them into so many different things. I know that there's optic cable, these high-speed cables are all through the area here, but we don't have one dropped right here in Reading.
You just got to the heart of the EDC. I mean, every day we're out marketing this region, but we've got, the same time, we're spending probably 30% marketing the region, 70% developing the product that we're taking out to market. And this is a key piece of the product that currently we need to develop. I mean, we work with our cities on our incentive programs. We work on, you know, building availability, all of these pieces. Fiber in the next 5 to 10 years is going to be the core of business. I mean, the communication aspect of it.
Yeah.
And it's growing, but unfortunately, currently we have two providers. We don't have enough competition in the market. Our infrastructure is very much on the light side. As you said, we do have three main trunks that go under the region, which unfortunately we're unable to tap into until we get a major user that can open that up, and then the entire region can use that.
Well, let me ask you a question about that then, Mark. If the city said, we're going to open this up, mm-hmm. city, county, got together, and let's just say it costs $6 million, because I think it would be something like that. we're going to open it up. We're going to bring the fiber optic cable to the county here, and we're going to put it in this location, wherever the X is, because then you can run off that. Is that too simplifying it?
You mentioned Tennessee. You know, this is going on next door to us.
Yeah.
Grass Valley is in the process right now of putting in high-level fiber service for their
Grass
area.
Grass Valley.
And out of that, they're already getting all kinds of interest out of Silicon Valley of people wanting mm-hmm. to move out,
oh,
have
boy.
The lifestyle where they can get the service, where they get the infrastructure necessary to operate their business. This is the future, and it's something we've got to pay attention to, and it's something we've been starting the dialogue.
Is now, because we are going to be passed up, because we're much better than Grass Valley. But Grass Valley puts one in there, I mean, then people go there.
They've got the vision to see it, and they're following through on it.
Well, Grass Valley, Nevada City.
Well, let's get into that. And I don't mean to be throwing stones or anything, but where is the vision out there? I mean, is this going to be like the coming jobs war?
Now we're getting into deep politics, and so with that, I'm going to let Hope answer.
No, but is this where we come into it? It's going to take, because the premise behind the book, and I will simplify it, is that the community leadership does not come from the politicians. It comes from the doers in the business community that put together these plans, and they almost force it upon the politicians. The only thing the politicians have to do is, like, see the value in this and go along with it. So is this something that the business community needs to put together and say, you know what, we need, if we're going to do, if we're going to grow, if we're going to be win the future here, here's our plan. We're going to have, we need this high-speed cable, high-speed optics, high-speed fiber right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw that one at you.
Yeah, you know, I really think it takes working together. I really do. I think it takes business. It takes to show the vision of what is possible. I don't think our government tends to look ahead of what the potential could be. They're really more managing. And I think your visionaries come from the business community. It comes from the people. And so for them to be able to paint a vision and say, this is where we're going, this is what we need, and then to be able to encourage on that level. There are private individuals in communities who are doing the fiber. There are. I came from Tennessee. One of my mentors had an internet and telephone company just put a gigabit fiber network in a rural area. So people are doing it on a private level, but there is also a place, I think, where cities need to come together and say, here's what we can do as a city, just like Chattanooga did.
I think often we turn to the city for all the answers. And the city and our elected officials are there purely to oversee the city and fire, police, and protection and the basic things that the city provides. And obviously, if they can provide these extra things, we're going to have a healthier city. But I'm a market person. I really believe if we can build a strong economic base, these things will solve themselves. Right now, we have a competition issue. We have two competitors in the market providing all the fiber in this area. They have a very easy life right now. I mean, they don't have any real competition. The availability currently is actually quite good, but it's just expensive. And so once we get more competition in the market as we grow, hopefully that piece will level out. As we go forward in the future and we're able to bring in a major company that will open up one of those trunk lines, that will help on that part of it. But I really believe that's where the answers are going to come from. I don't think it's going to come from the city.
Oh, no, it's not.
Going
it's
out
not.
And doing
oh, come on. And I know that there is
as
no,
much as I'd love it
there's
to,
no vision there because they operate very well within their structure.
Right.
That's why they keep getting promoted. They operate well within their structure. They need the vision. But that vision's got to come from someplace, Mark. And yep. It's got to come from us because it's obviously not going to come from there. It's been years. And so we've got to do that. But first, we've got to take a break. And then we've got to get to our phones. So we're going to take a break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane. It started during the middle of this big recession. Has become a great success. Why? Customer service and always having what his customers want in firearms, ammunition, and shooting accessories. All of this, plus classes on concealed carry and hunting classes. All at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Great people down there and discounts for veterans. 222-8222. We'll be right back with Mark LaSalle and Hope Seth of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. And Billy Bob will get to you right after the break.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white-glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Sample exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts, the Lindsay Thomas Band, or inside entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Of course, Labor Day, what does it mean? Hold on the phones here just a minute. Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. That's what Labor Day means, and Labor Day's on Monday. But will be some holidays. We'll be on the air.
Well, yeah, and when our employees say, "Well, hey, Labor Day, is that a holiday?" I said, "Come on, excuse me, it's Labor Day. We labor." That's all the anyway.
You know what?
We're here with Mark.
I hope every employee in this area goes out and has a good day, because when I go out and meet with companies outside, and we look at productivity of companies in South Bay Area versus the productivity that we get in this region, we have got one of the best labor forces in California.
We do. And let's, speaking of that, let's go to Billy Bob. Billy Bob,
good morning. Yay. Thanks for taking my call, Carl. And
sure.
Great weekend to you guys. Hey, listen, Mark, a couple of comments and then a question. But, again, the Stillwater project that the city has spent $24 to $28 million on, and then the bond payment is another 20 by the time they get it paid off. So they're paying $680,000 a year in principal and interest payments. All I got to say is that let this be an example to the city of Reading and the powers that be that stay out of the real estate business. I mean, there's no reason for these people to come in and do this in the first place. You guys are betting on a dime and losing a dollar doing it. So, again, let private development, let the private sector do this kind of work. If it would have been a private developer, he would have been broke by now. So that's number one. Plus, they're giving raises to their upper-level management people. That's $300,000 a year. I mean, this government is carried away. And again, their impact fees and permit fees, we're never going to get anything built around here. And again, you want to build this city, you want to get industry, you want to get jobs? Hey, get the construction business back to work and get the city government out of our way. Get the county government out of our way. They're extorting us. And again, I can't help but get infuriated in the fact that there's... Maurice Johannesson has got a project, you know, a $10 million, $9 million project, and they're asking for $1.5 million in permit and impact fees. I mean, it's just, and again, until you get that done, you can fly to San Francisco and do everything you want to do, but until you open up this government restriction on construction and development, you don't have a chance. So I'll let you guys go. Thanks.
Thanks, Billy Bob. You know what? You'd be surprised how many people were nodding their heads when you were talking in here.
True.
But you know what? And the fact is you're right. Should the city get involved in this? But that horse has left the stable 5, 6, 8 years ago. Now we got to sell it.
Billy Bob, good comments. I agree with a lot of what you say. And there's a couple in there that we probably need to get together at the Redneck Olympics and throw a couple of toilet seats together and discuss in more depth. Going on, I'm just going to pick one piece out of that and respond to it, and that's on Stillwater.
Okay.
And, you know, I think people don't – let me take you through a little bit of the history of Stillwater, how and why it was developed, and then what we can expect to see from it. This started off probably 10, 12 years ago. We'd had Sony had come through town looking for an 80 to 100-acre site. We had nothing available. Walmart came through town. We had nothing available. They finished up setting up their site down in Red Bluff. These were major companies looking at our region. These are companies that are going to be, if we land one, two, three, or four of them, will be game changers for our economy that we've never, ever seen since the days of lumber in this area. Stillwater was conceived, was built on redevelopment dollars, which is the cheapest money you will ever get. And this city got a good piece of it to build Stillwater, which I think was a smart thing to do. But it's a long-term investment. This is not a short-term response. Each of these companies will come in and spend probably between $10 million at the minimum, up to $150 million for the larger ones. When these companies land, they're going to employ 40, 50, up to 300 or 400 people apiece. They are going to give return to this region for 50, 70, 80 years plus. We will get that money back 10, 15, 20-fold. But it is a long-term investment. We can sit back and whine about it. We can sit back and say this about it. But believe me, 20 years from now, we're going to be much better for having done it than having sat back and done nothing about it.
For whatever reason that it was put together, and I understand what you're saying, of course, we're in it. We're in the fight. I mean, we can do one of two things. We can just let that sit out there.
And thank God we're in the fight.
Yeah, and we're in the fight for it. And that, you know, if we can just let it sit out there and you can graze goats on it.
Yep.
Or we can keep trying to sell this and keep pushing. And for every one we get, it's a success that will bring another one in there.
Exactly. Right.
Once you kick in the door, then we can expand. Yep. Expand the shoulders out, as we say it, and then move on through there. I mean, but we need the first one, and it looks like we may have a first one. It's green. It's that great. You know, I have people, you know, all the time talking about bringing in some kind of, you know, like studios and movie technology, and your startup you have here is a movie group.
Right.
So, I mean, there's that possibility that, you know, that can grow out a little bit too, I would think. So, okay, we got like 4 minutes left. What should we be looking for in the next few months? Hope, real quick, on your economic hub, what kind of businesses do you see coming in there that you're looking at right now?
Yeah, so we're continuing, especially as people have been hearing about it, they have been contacting us and coming in to see what we're doing. You know, I work right now, I have a list between 40 and 50 startups that are here in the community working. And so we are just continuing to invite them, continuing to connect them with the resources that they're looking for. Sage, which is the angel investment, is continuing to see and make investments into those companies that are here, and they're seeing them grow. It's very exciting. So,
what does Sage want out of that? Do they have a percentage of the company then after that? This usually?
Yeah, so the Angel Investment, it's separate from the Shasta Venture Hub,
right.
But it is a resource, and when they do, they have different types of structures and investments that they can make, but generally speaking, angel investors do take a percentage of the company,
okay.
And then as they grow, they make
like
returns
the Shark Tank,
on it.
Shark Tank kind of thing. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Mark, what do you think? Last 2 minutes.
I think the Venture Hub is an exciting one. I anticipate that we're going to see, you know, 4 or 5 companies a year coming out of this once we're up and running. And it's going to take 2 or 3 years to get it up to capacity. And we've built a pro forma which allows us to have the ability to hold the bar high and select carefully who we put in there so that we can get, you know, good quality, scalable companies that are going to be stay in this area. We didn't build this to create companies who are going to move out. We want them to stay in this area. So as they're going through, part of what Hope is putting around them in resources is tying them to this community, letting them become embedded and invested in this community so they stay here. So these are going to be the anchor companies of the future. One day, 30 years ago, Seco Manufacturing was 2 people in a backyard. Today it's 130 people. You know, these are the kind of companies we want to build going forward. So I think it's going to be an exciting one. On the other side, we've got some good things lined up for Stillwater. It's going to take some time. I can't tell you when the next one's going to be. It might be 6 months. It might be another year. But there are some good things happening on it, and these are going to be, you know, these are all solid manufacturing jobs for this region. On the general economy, there's a lot of activity going on. We've got companies, you know, people forget Southern Aluminum Finishing was 8 or 9 people 4 or 5 years ago. Today it's almost 90. You know, we've got others that are all growing at the same rate, and these are manufacturing jobs, which are high output jobs for our economy. That's where you're starting to see the changes really taking place.
You know, and that type of money in manufacturing jobs, that's big money, and not necessarily in all the salaries, but because if you look at the amount of money it takes to manufacture, and then how it just keeps circulating around.
We call it economic output, and it's those times those dollars evolve through the community.
And SunGold, I'm looking forward to what happens with your worm castings with Ken Warenius' magic worm casting stuff.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us today. Have a great, great, great weekend, and be safe, and we'll be back Monday morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys this weekend.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
5.1%. Employers added 173,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than analysts expected, but PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché thinks it just might prompt the Fed to hike interest rates later in the month.
Job growth over the past 3 months has been about 225,000, which is very good. Unemployment rate is practically down to what we consider full employment, although there may be still some hidden slack there. But I think that this gives the Fed, if they want to raise rates, this is certainly a reason to do so.
Wall Street is sharply lower. The Dow is down about 250 points. Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis has spent her first night in jail for refusing a judge's order to issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples. Her husband says Davis will not resign and could be behind bars for quite a while.
How long will she stay?
As long as it takes.